Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 90. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 58. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Saturday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with our high nearing 70. And showers become likely throughout Saturday night with a low around 50. Still a slight chance for some rain early on Sunday, then sunshine with our high of 73. And clear and 47 throughout Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, happy Friday to you, and it's a special day here in the state of Kansas. Are you excited? I know I am, as it is the official kickoff of the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson, Kansas today. And a lot of individuals have been spending the last few days going up to the state fair and getting their booths and vendings all set up for you.
It is neat to be part of something that is a fan favorite. Draws people from all over.
That audio from Cake News. General Manager Brian Schultz says that staff and vendors have been allowed on the fairgrounds over the last week to try and set up, and he says that they're expecting some big turnouts for this year's fair.
Normal is between 325,000 and 350,000. We were at 281 last year. We're expecting to be back in those big numbers. People are excited to get out and see what's going on.
It is the first Kansas State Fair in 2 years with fairgoers not needing to worry about COVID-19 protocol and restrictions. Also, it is the first year you can carry alcohol throughout the entire venue, not just at the beer garden. Mid-America Network News.
My hands were sticky. My hair was a mess. But the way my eyes sparkled, the state fair was the best. I remember the food, the games and the rides, the animals and the contests, and the big yellow slide. Soon I'll grow up, but I'll always remember that special time every year in September. Thank you for showing me how much you care. And someday I'll take my own kids to the fair.
Bring the kids in your life to the Kansas State Fair, September 9th through 18th.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the Kansas State Fair may have officially just kicked off for the year for 2022. However, there may be already a winner for the Kansas State Fair's annual Great Pumpkin Weighing Contest. With one pumpkin coming in at over 1,200 pounds.
It takes a while. You start inside, and then when you work it outside, you actually put it in a mini greenhouse.
It feels kind of good knowing that you can grow something that big.
It takes a lot of time and effort.
The Jacobs family said it took a lot of time and effort to get the pumpkin as the size as it is. As they say, pumpkins take a lot of water.
The plant takes about 100 gallons a day. And so it's pretty helpful to have rain. It was an exceptionally hot and exceptionally dry year.
They say with using more than 100 gallons a day on the pumpkin, it also took a lot of fertilizer, fungicide, insecticide, and water to pull off the win. There were officially only two pumpkins entered into the competition this year, and the Jacobs family says they plan on submitting more pumpkins in the future contests as long as they're up for it. Mid-America Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Authorities in northeast Nebraska are investigating a deadly shooting that happened Wednesday evening. The Nebraska State Patrol's Public Relations Director, Cody Thomas, said authorities are investigating a shooting that occurred around 7:15 last night in Wayne County. Thomas said the Wayne County Sheriff's Office initially responded to the incident that happened around 7:15 at a residence north of Wisner. The State Patrol said that when deputies arrived, they found a male victim with a gunshot wound. According to Thomas, the victim was transported to a hospital where he later died. Thomas said the investigation is ongoing. The president of the University of Nebraska system says it will be all hands on deck to bring enrollment back up. Overall student enrollment declined 2.6% from last year. Nebraska residents attending UNL dropped 1.8%. University of Nebraska President Ted Carter said the numbers weren't shocking, but they are disappointing. Nebraska State Colleges, however, saw enrollment increases by 2%. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas State Fair kicks off this weekend, continuing through September 18th in Hutchinson. Paula Landall Smith of Marysville serves as Fair Board President this year.
So I am a Kansas State Chamber Board member, and they have one seat on the Kansas State Fair Board. So because I was an active 4-H leader, they said, hey, we think that you'd be a great fit for this fair board. Do you mind if we nominate you? Because the governor needs three nominations for this seat, and we feel that you're probably the best nomination. So I said, absolutely, put my name in. Let's see what happens.
4-H remains a big part of the state fair as youth from throughout Kansas bring their award-winning projects for judging and display.
I think 4-H just teaches you so many life skills and gets you prepared. So maybe this thing doesn't work out, but you can pivot and try something else because you've gotten lots of other interests that you've got to tap into throughout your life.
State Fair Board President Paula Landall Smith is a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, as she talks more about this year's event and how the annual 10-day run comes together. Big Give Gage County Thursday raised over $300,000 from over 1,600 donations toward some 60 nonprofit causes and organizations. The Wymore Blue Springs Area Fund topped number of donations with 133, with the Hope Crisis Center, Sheepgate Women's Center, and Beatrice Community Food Pantry and Humane Society rounding out the top five. Food for Hope was top in dollars contributed, generating nearly $35,000. The Wymore Blue Springs Fund was second high, just short of $30,000, and the Women's Center raised over $26,000. Individual contributions are matched up to a limit from supporters and the Gage County Foundation. Nearly 350 riders and some 60 runners are expected to take part in Saturday's annual Pony Express Gravel Dash and Half Marathon events. Riders from several states will take part in the Showcase 120-mile event, as well as shorter runs of 75 and 30 miles, which depart Marysville Saturday morning at 7:30 and will travel throughout much of Marshall County. The half marathon runners start at 8. Runners and riders are expected to return throughout the day with the start and finish in downtown Marysville on Broadway at the 7th Street corridor. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County August 29th. Daniel Childress, age 14, of Centralia, lost control on I Road, south of 120th, and his vehicle overturned. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Seneca until further notice. Marilyn R. Heiserman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Tributes will be shared Sunday 3 p.m. during a visitation from 2 until 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Heiserman. Bonnie Edwards, age 88, of Olsburg, passed away Thursday. Funeral services pending with the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge for Bonnie Edwards. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, baked beans, Brussels sprouts, and applesauce. KNDY News Time 7:13.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today before a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-70s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s and mid-80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and mid-90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 80s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying cooler as we head into Saturday, some showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-60s and mid-70s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. More showers and thunderstorms will be likely throughout Saturday night, and still a chance for some rain on Sunday before clearing up on Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 102, the average low 60 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening at 7:46, sunrise in the morning at 7:03. It's 59 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of September. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Heitman Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
The Rams' title defense opens with a thud. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The defending champs kicked off the NFL campaign hosting the Bills, who some wags say will win it all this year. They played to a 10-all halftime tie. Then the Bills went to work. Josh Allen continuing to show why he's one of the league's top quarterbacks, connecting with Stephon Diggs.
Third and four. Bills at their own 47. He's in the gun. Gets a snap. Pocket collapsing. Gets out of pressure. Runs to his right. Throws it downfield looking for Diggs. Touchdown Buffalo, Stephon Diggs.
The call on WGR 550 Sports Radio. That 53-yard scoring pass was his third of the game. Allen also rushed for a score. The Bills reeling off 21 unanswered points in a 31-10 dismantling of the defending champs. U.S. Open tennis semifinal. Final action begins later today. American Francis Tiafoe at Flushing Meadows facing 19-year-old Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz, 7 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. The other semi will take place before that, 3 p.m. Eastern, also on ESPN. To baseball, the Yankees and Twins wrap their series in the Bronx. Tied at 2 in the top of the 8th, the Twins' Carlos Correa stepped into the batter's box with a man on and boos raining down from the fans in the Bronx.
The 1-2 pitch, a fly ball left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone! Carlos Correa, there's his signature moment, biggest swing as a Twin.
The call on TIBN, Correa answered. the booze and putting his team up 4-2. The Pinstripers would load the bases in the ninth, but the Twins held on for a rare 4-3 win over the Yankees. WNBA, the Chicago Sky will not repeat as champs. The Connecticut Sun went on an 18-0 run over the last 5 minutes of the game to overhaul the Sky, 72-63 for a five-game series victory. The Sun will meet the Las Vegas Aces in the finals. Game one Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on ABC. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night football kickoffs. Marysville home opener hosting Wamego live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Frankfort live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights kicks off at Onega. Hanover travels to El Saline. Axtell entertains Hartford. Linz at Logan Palco. Centralia hosting Christ Prep Academy. Diller O'Dell at Deschler. And Southern at Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. K-Prep's pregame show this evening at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Live broadcast action, Marysville hosting Wamego and Frankfort at Washington County on KNDY.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-S-U love it.
Feel the excitement.
Touchdown, Kansas State! Wow, what a play!
Join us Saturday, September 3rd as the Wildcats kick off the 2022 season against the South Dakota Coyotes on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home of the Cats in Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska. KNDY is FM 94.1 and AM 1570.
Stand up and cheer.
He's at the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU.
And Kansas will win.
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head east to battle West Virginia in the Big 12 opener. Pre-game begins at 3:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football, the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
KNDY-FM Marysville is FM 95.5 on air, online, and on demand.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Hi there, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Well, friends, we've talked a lot about the fake food that we have in this country trying to replace meat. And needless to say, when you're in the production area of meat, you're not going to be in favor of that. So I'm not going to beat around the bush. But here's something that's kind of interesting. There's a new book out, and it pretty much debunks the idea that plant-based food is better for your health. Jane Buxton, a British-based investigative journalist, is what she is. She digs into the concept that plant-based food is the best for one's health and proves, and listen to this, proves why that's a misleading statement. Every day, consumers are bombarded with the message that they must reduce consumption of meat and dairy from their diets altogether. Yeah, and they've been doing that for 50 years that I know of. Very few people listen to, but there are some that do. In the meantime, this lady sets out to answer two what-if questions. What if the pervasive message that the plant-based diet will improve our health and save the planet is misleading or even false? And the other question, what if removing animal foods from our diet is a serious threat to human health and a red herring in the fight against climate change? In any event, in the book, she draws on the work of numerous health experts and uncovers how the separate efforts of a constellation of individuals, companies, organizations are leading the globe down a dietary road that will have severe repercussions for health. And I got to tell you, her ultimate goal is not to take on anti-plant or anti-veggie agendas, but rather to help consumers make more informed decisions as to what they should eat.
My hands were sticky, my hair was a mess, but the way my eyes sparkled, the state fair was the best. I remember the food, the games and the rides, the animals and the contests, and the big yellow slide. Soon I'll grow up, but I'll always remember that special time every year in September. Thank you for showing me how much you care, and someday I'll take my own kids to the fair.
Bring the kids in your life to the Kansas State Fair, September 9th through 18th.
It's time for a fried green tomato, and they're available right now at the Kansas State Fair just east of Ye Olde Mill. And guess what? The menu gets even better with chili cheese fries and chili cheese dogs, Cajun fried pickles, catfish and shrimp baskets, plus the pulled pork sandwiches. Oh, and when you're done, make sure to wash it all down with a cherry or strawberry limeade. It's the perfect food to enjoy while you're walking through the Kansas State Fair. See the fried green tomato booth just east of Ye Olde Mill right now at the Kansas State Fair.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. 2022 has been a challenge for ag retailers and their customers due to supply shortages and high prices. Global uncertainty affecting key fertilizer sources like Russia, China, and Ukraine, adding even more stress to the marketplace last spring. Well, as we look ahead to fall, the view of most ag retailers is mixed. Stephen Page of EDC Ag Products in Texas said they're bullish on fertilizer sales this fall and higher than expected commodity prices, and falling fertilizer prices mean end users will be replacing nutrients in the soil. Matthew Taylor of Nutrient Ag Solutions said he's optimistic. Application season, he said, should be strong as long as there's a good application window. He said continuing supply chain challenges and overseas events are still a drag on the industry, but overall the fall application season should be good, with less than positive retailers say their outlook could change, though, with right conditions. The Dairy Management Incorporated's new product competition accepting applications for innovative products that focus on dairy's qualities related to calming. The program used to be known as the National Dairy Council New Product Competition. It is open to U.S. undergraduate and graduate students to develop products in line with industry and consumer insight to uncover innovative dairy-based products that offer calming benefits. Research shows that with a heightened emphasis on mental and emotional well-being, consumers are looking for products that calm. There's a projected growth associated with products that calm, and these are of particular interest to Gen Z consumers. Successful entries will demonstrate the innovation and provide value to consumers. The judging panel includes experts from across the dairy industry. The winning team will earn $8,000, second place $5,000, and $3,000, going to the third place. Application deadline, January 16th of next year. For more information, usdairy.com. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Do you live in a state rated high for life expectancy? It's a look at where people live healthier and longer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 9th, the 252nd day of the year. Actors Hugh Grant and Adam Sandler share a birthday, and California celebrates its 172nd year of statehood. Life expectancy for Americans continues to rise. The most recent data says the figure is now about 79 years, a little less for men, a bit more for women. The average can vary as well, depending on where you live. The state with the highest life expectancy is Hawaii, but cold weather states fare almost as well. Minnesota, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Connecticut all place in the top 10. The good news for everyone is that life expectancy has nearly doubled in the past century, and most experts expect that trend to continue. The first human to live to 150, they say, has probably already been born. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
/729 from KNDY, 59 degrees this morning. Highs around 90 today. Cold front moves in tonight. Could be a scattered chance for showers on into Saturday. And much cooler temperatures for the weekend ahead.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we're going into the first weekend of official NFL season in a week already into college football, and it's already been a week from the first kickoff of FanDuel and DraftKings going live in the state of Kansas with legalized sports gambling. And Director Stephen Durrell for the Kansas Lottery says overall for the first week, it's been a pretty good success.
It's been nothing but positive on a worldwide scale. Sports wagering is something that people have been doing for quite a while. And now that it's finally here in Kansas legally, it seems like people are really embracing it.
That audio from KWCH News, he goes on to say that many individuals that play the sports gambling have accounts on numerous different sites as opposed to just one singular one.
And we also have players that have signed up for multiple platforms to take advantage of any number of different, you know, incentive offers.
Going into the weekend, sports books at Kansas's four state-owned casinos began accepting wagers in person and on mobile platforms as of Thursday last week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas City Chiefs are set to kick off their very first game of the regular season against the Arizona Cardinals. That kickoff at 3:25 this Sunday afternoon. They did have three preseason games where they went 2-3, beating over the Packers and the Commanders and losing to the Chicago Bears. The Kansas City Chiefs are starting off number two in the AFC West for the beginning of the season with the Broncos at the head of the conference. After this Sunday, the Chiefs go into a Thursday night game next week on the 15th against the Los Angeles Chargers. In college football, Kansas State Wildcats are starting off with an early game with kickoff at 11 o'clock on Saturday against Missouri. Both teams are going into the game this weekend at 1-0. Kansas State ended up shutting out South Dakota last week with a 34-0 victory. In KU football, the Jayhawks have an evening game taking on West Virginia as the Jayhawks head on the road to the Mountaineers. They're also starting off their season 1-0 after winning 56-10 against Tennessee Tech. After the first week of college football, Kansas is sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference with Kansas State at number 4, both of them each with a home win.
Valley League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps and special segments like Way Back Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL. Check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Marysville Bulldogs home opener versus Wamego kicks off at 7 this evening. We'll have it live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. First year, Bulldog head coach Tony Trimble said they can't have any setbacks.
Well, we had that conversation with our kids at practice last night that, you know, our offense isn't built to be behind schedule. We can't get behind the chains with penalties and things like that. We were fortunate a couple times in Abilene to be able to overcome those kind of obstacles, but our offense isn't really designed for those kind of things, so it's very important that we remain mentally tough and mentally focused and try to eliminate penalties and mistakes that are going to hurt us in the long run.
Marysville football live on AM 1570 FM 94.1 on air online and on our mobile app. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Frankfort. Tiger head coach Tommy Tryon talks about his team being mentally prepared.
I think most of the credit goes to the offensive line. They did a phenomenal job of, you know, just blocking the right guys and just making sure that, you know, we moved the line forward. You know, it wasn't too often that we got pushed back or anything like that.
Frankfort at Washington County, live on FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile app. Wildcat coach Nick Anderson talks about a preview and practice plans this week in preparation.
No, we just, you know, we got to focus on us. It's, you know, Friday's going to be more about us than it is Washington County. We've got a lot to clean up and a lot to learn. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to get a JV game in on Monday to get some kids some more game time experience. So we just got to continue to grow and continue to focus on us. You know, we knew week one was going to be a definite challenge, and it was. And, you know, we just got to, you know, put our foot down and continue to improve on our end.
Friday night football kickoffs, Marysville home opener hosting Wamego live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights kicks off at Onega. Hanover travels to El Saline. Axtell entertains Hartford. Linz at Logan Palco. Centralia hosting Christ Prep Academy. Diller Odell at Deschler. And Southern at Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. K-Prep's pregame show this evening at